Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our longtime Brain Trust member, Peter Meyer, back on the show. Peter is a good friend of ours, has been a great resource for us over the years, over the many years. He's been joining us as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Warp Speed Growth, also one of my favorites, Creating and Dominating New Markets. There are references. I make references to that concept and attributing them to Peter, of course, all the time when I talk to small business owners about getting their own business going in the marketplace. And he's our good friend, Peter Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Jim. Thanks.
It's good to have you back. Peter's a world-class consultant, literally, folks. He consults with companies large and small all over the planet, and we're glad that he shares some of his wisdom with us. Peter, one of the things that we do when we set about putting a task together is we believe certain things. We have to put a line in the sand, a stake in the ground. We have to say, okay, these are assumptions that I'm making. We do this when we make projections in spreadsheets. It's a place to start. It's somewhere, something that we believe is either values that we have, it's intelligence that we've learned, it's information that we know, or it's things that we think. And all ideas begin with assumptions, don't they?
Yes, of course they do. That's why we always have to start from where we are, gain traction from where we are, no question about it. The question that I'm asking myself, and I want to discuss with you this morning, is what assumptions with which we want to start. For instance, we did a really nice email on Sunday to your readers about Independence Day. And I think about the founding fathers, and as you pointed out, they challenged assumptions.
Right.
If you think about the assumptions of those days, monarchy, as you said, was the only real model for governance.
It was the generally accepted government model, yeah.
Right. Self-governance was not an option. These guys said, you know, we need to challenge that assumption. We need to work with a different and more fundamental set of assumptions, those of self-sufficiency, those that say that my life is my life. Our life over in this side of the ocean should be under our governance. And that governance challenging assumption, a new assumption, is what made possible our radio show, I guess.
Well, yeah. In fact, you know, their assumption was that the fundamental assumption for them, for the founders, was that rights came from their creator, not from some monarch.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so there's a questions which I want to try to get into maybe in the second segment, but let me start with the question, is there a business monarchy of which you and I are the subject, or are we capable of governing our own environment?
Maybe could I rephrase that question? Is there a business monarchy over which you and I are being oppressed, or from which we're being oppressed?
Well, if we are the monarch of our own environment, who could possibly oppress us?
Ourselves. We can't get out of our own way.
Doesn't that happen sometimes? And if we have the ability to get in our own way, we have the ability to get out of our own way. And
right.
That's a core assumption that we think about, but we don't always act on in our business day. Competition, for instance, we look at competition as being something that is a monarch over us. And that's one which we definitely want to declare freedom from, independence from. We look at, and your previous segment, we look at financing sources, traditional financing sources being a monarch over us. There's another assumption which we want our independence from. Every day is Independence Day now.
You know, I think back right. on, and I even mentioned this earlier in the show. I think back on a few times when somebody has said to me, "How did you do that?" And I remember I hadn't thought about it before, but when they said it that way, when they asked the question, and then in the way that they asked it, I stopped for a second and I'd say to myself, and I said out loud, not realizing that what, you know, that I was going to say that, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
How many great businesses exist today? How many great personal, inside ourselves, fortunes
yeah.
exist today because we did something we didn't know we weren't supposed to.
We didn't know that there was a monarch that should be preventing you from doing that. There was some kind of a force that should be preventing me from doing that. We're going to talk about this some more, folks. Can you get out of your own way? Can you get out of the way of things that shouldn't be holding you back? After these messages with our good friend Peter Meyer. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.